This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 122, Luke's English Podcast and How to Be Funny in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation and fluency for business and life. We believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. In today's episode, Luke, a teacher and a stand-up comedian, will explain English humor. Is it different in England and America? What makes a good joke? Can you learn to be funny in English? Find out all of this and more with Luke today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, I have a question for you today.
Hi, Lindsay. All right, I'm excited to hear it.
All right, here we go. So would you say that you're kind of a funny person?
Ooh. I try. I would like to be a funny person. I've done some stand-up comedy and things like that. Yeah.
Would you say that your humor, because I know, I think a lot of our listeners might know that, you know, that was a silly question, actually. I think you are funny because you have been a stand-up comedian in New York City, and I feel like we should dig into that more another day.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. We can talk about that.
But I love having funny people on the show. And in today's episode, we have Luke from Luke's English Podcast on the show to talk about, you know, using humor in other languages and using it to learn English. I mean, do you think it would be funny, hard to be funny in another language? Would that be hard? Could you do it?
I think it would be pretty hard because there's so much to humor. It's not only the language, but it's also the culture and knowing. I mean, yeah, I think it would be hard, but we can do it, right?
Yeah, we can do it. But you're right, Michelle. There's a lot. So there's pop culture. There's understanding the culture. There's understanding like politics, history, the moment. What is, you know, off limits and what's not? So kind of social norms and acceptability. So there's a lot that goes into being funny. But that's why we brought Luke on to talk a little bit today about British humor as well, right? Because Luke is British and we're American. This is an American podcast, American English podcast. Do you think that humor is quite different between Britain compared to the States?
Oh, I think so. Because I think that in Britain, it's maybe like a little bit more of a dry sense of humor. So, and I love that. Lindsay, we were talking about Bridget Jones, and I was inspired to watch it over the weekend.
Oh my gosh, I'm jealous.
It was so good. Like, I hadn't watched it in years and years, and I was like, all right, I'm gonna watch it again. And I don't sit down to watch a lot of movies, but I did watch that one, and it's still great.
I love it. I have a flight coming up. I think I'm going to find it on Netflix and get it on my flight. All right. Good to know. Good to know. Yeah. So Bridget Jones, British humor, a little more dry. Is that what you think?
Mm-hmm. I think so. But okay. To me, it's in a great way.
All right. So let's see what Luke says about, you know, U.S. humor versus U.K. humor. So let's pull in a clip from Luke here, and then we will come back, Michelle, and chat about it. You ready?
Okay.
Okay.
Things that are funny in the U.K. are probably going to be funny in America, too. In fact, the general rules of comedy of what makes something funny, I think, are always true, and they have been true for forever. Certain things are just funny, whoever you are, whatever you are. And I think that the things that divide us, or the things that sort of define what different nationalities or cultures find funny, would be things that are specific to those cultures, right?
Oh, so, okay.
Like certain reference points, certain things that, like, if I did a show in America, then I wouldn't be able to talk about the things that I normally do in my show.
Okay.
Which I normally do in Paris.
Okay, so the general idea here is that there is a universal humor, right? I mean, what is it, you know, what are some aspects of universal humor, Michelle?
Oh, I mean, there's like slapstick.
Yeah.
Right? Physical comedy, like somebody falling off a chair, a pie in the face, whatever it is. Like some of that stuff is just funny no matter what, right?
Right. That makes me think of the Three Stooges.
Me too.
Oh my God. Such an old reference though, right? I mean, this is comedy that was on TV probably, I'm guessing, in the 50s, the 60s when TV first came out, right? Don't you think? Mm-hmm. The Three Stooges?
Yeah.
Slapstick. But, you know, most people want to go further than that, right? Further than just slapstick, right?
Right. Exactly. So this is where, you know, sort of the cultural aspect comes in. So it could be political things like that. So like Luke said, when he does stand up in Paris, he uses things that he knows that French people think are funny about British people. So that's interesting because that's not going to work everywhere, right? You have to really think about where you are.
Yeah. So it's very specific to your audience, right? So he's kind of thinking with both minds, with the British mind and the French mind, which is doesn't have anything to do with the American mind. So that's why that wouldn't work in the US. Perfect. That makes total sense.
Right.
And again, coming back to the core differences between American humor and British humor, what does Luke say?
Coming back to the core differences, I mean, he says that he thinks Americans use a lot of sarcasm and they tend to be more upbeat, but British people, he says, are a bit more socially awkward, which is funny. That's very self-deprecating.
Self-deprecating, yeah.
But this awkwardness leads them to make fun of themselves, like we just said, self-deprecating humor. So I do think, I mean, if you think about Bridget Jones, so much of that is kind of self-deprecating, dry, and things like that.
Yeah, this is fascinating. It's really cool to have a comedian on the show from another culture because we can kind of get a unique window into the culture. And I like how open Luke is being about British culture. So let's hear another clip from Luke about kind of British social awkwardness.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I think there's something about some sort of ambiguity that exists in Britain in a social situation where we like to give each other a bit of space. Mm-hmm. And there's this, you know, because of this social awkwardness thing, I mean, everyone has that, but
sure.
It's hard to define. It's hard to put your finger on it. But there's something about there being an ambiguity, a bit like the Japanese have that. Mm.
Okay, so Luke is talking about the ambiguity in social situations in England. Did you see this? Did you notice this when you studied in London? That there was an extra level of ambiguity or awkwardness?
I think so. I mean, a lot of the, I mean, I feel bad saying that, but I mean, it sounds like it's being embraced. But I mean, I had an internship there and a lot of the, you know, people were very, you know, dry and, but like funny, like, I don't know that everybody would find it funny, but I did. I don't know.
Yeah, but that, I think, now that I think back to Bridget Jones, that's what she's doing, right? She's bringing out the awkwardness of herself and the social situation she's in around the holidays in Britain, right? So,
right.
But making it so funny that you actually want to be around that because it's hilarious.
Right. It's true. It's so true.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and What do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
But I mean, I think everyone's awkward. I think we're awkward in the US too. It's just that maybe we don't go to humor to highlight that, you know? Right. I mean, that's an interesting question, isn't it?
Right. Exactly. I think that it's just a different. I mean, I think Americans are a little bit louder, a little bit more direct with their humor,
yeah,
and things like that. Whereas there's like more of an undertone. It's subtle. I would use that subtle. Word subtle.
In England, you mean? Yes.
Yes.
I agree with you. And then he also mentioned in his clip the Japanese culture, a kind of awkwardness. And, you know, I don't know everything about Japan. I spent a couple of years living there, so I observed a few things. I feel like maybe in Japan, it goes to like norms and hierarchies to deal with the awkwardness. But I feel like everyone, it's just a matter of being human. We feel awkwardness, but how do we deal with it? How do we actually respond? It's really interesting.
It is interesting. Actually, when I was in Japan, I went to a stand-up comedy show.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. But was it in Japanese?
No, it was in English. So, but it was a lot of like discussion about Japan and so that kind of a stuff. So it was, I was able to understand it, but it was for a specific, you know, a specific topics, right? So in that way, you know, I couldn't have understood if I went to a show in Japanese.
No, yeah, that would have been another level, right, Michelle? For
it
sure. But
yes.
That's fascinating. So I want to hear more about that on All Ears English, about the comedy show in Japan. But anyways, back to our students here, right? So let's go back and ask Luke. Let's get a clip from Luke's interview about how our students can actually, you know, be funny in English. All right, here we go.
Okay.
In a social situation, you got to be careful, right? Be very careful about telling jokes in social situations because you can't necessarily use a joke to just break the ice because it could just be really embarrassing.
Yeah.
Right? there is a risk in telling a joke because the risk is that no one's going to laugh, no one's going to enjoy it, and you're going to look like a fool.
Yeah.
Right? So first of all, just proceed with caution. Also, there are certain times when it's appropriate to tell a joke and certain times when it's not. So the times when it's appropriate are usually in sort of informal joke-telling sessions with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful about the subject of the joke because people can be offended.
Okay, so it sounds like he's warning us a little bit here, Michelle. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. I think it's important to be a little bit careful when you're thinking about telling jokes.
Yeah, for sure. You know, look at what other people are doing. If other people are joking, you can too. But don't just jump into a group at a party and just tell a joke. Just observe the room a little bit first, right?
Right. Read the room. We talk about that sometimes.
Yeah. And be careful of the joke. Again, race, age, weight in the US, things that are you really have to be careful about and should not joke about are things like obviously race, age, weight, gender, sexual orientation. These are things that are completely off limits. Okay. So that's important to know. Right. And then what's left? What else can we actually joke about? Right, Michelle? So let's ask that question.
Okay.
Generally, it's an attitude of like, let's just have fun. The intention of what you're saying is there to break the ice and to make people laugh.
Yeah.
And so that's it. It's more of an attitude rather than a particular specific jokes. If someone delivers a specific joke to you, it's usually like, oh, yeah, well done. Congratulations. You learned a joke. Good. But if you are able instead to just adopt a kind of fun, carefree attitude in which you're willing to say things that everyone can enjoy.
Yeah.
That's the approach.
Okay, so Luke says it's more of an attitude.
I thought that was interesting. Yeah, like not really necessarily the specific joke.
Yeah.
Right. But, you know, it's just like more your personality, your attitude.
How
I
you
guess
are
that,
in
that's
the
a
world.
Perfect word.
Yeah,
right.
How you are in the world. So it's, you know, that's why not everyone can just memorize a book of jokes from, you know, Barnes & Noble. That's an old reference. Go buy a book of jokes and memorize them and become funny. It's really about the delivery. And I think there's something about being observant of people. I think funny people are very smart socially.
Right. Yeah. Oh, well, you think of some of the funniest people. I mean, like, I think of Conan O'Brien. I mean, yeah. he went to Harvard. You know, some comedians are really, like, brilliant. So I think just that, you know, being I think, you know why I also think, like, Conan O'Brien, I think he was a history major.
So he has context.
Right. So I think the more you know about the world, it doesn't have to be that you're a history major, but in general, like the more that you learn, the more input that you have, the more you can make these observations and be funny.
Totally. And the more confident you're going to become too, right, Michelle? I think when you know a lot about the world, about history, about life, politics, you can just be in the world in a confident way. You can trust yourself, right? And that's important when you're telling a joke, that you trust that the joke will land and will be funny. That's huge. Right. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. So I love it. So Luke had some rules about telling a funny joke, right?
Yeah. So we're going to end today's episode by summarizing the rules that he gave us. Number one is keep it short. What's number two, Michelle?
Number two, this is important. Don't laugh too much at your own jokes, right? You want to see if other people are going to laugh. It's not about you.
You have to try to keep a straight face there a little bit, right? And number three, guys, is if no one laughs, then don't dwell on it. Don't just go ahead and move on. Don't, you know, the worst thing is telling a bad joke and then everyone looks around, exchanges glances, and feels awkward
quiet.
For five
Crickets,
minutes.
Right?
Like, move on. And I think that's a way of being light in the world, right? And that's so good. Good stuff. Michelle, where can our listeners find Luke?
All right. So learn more English and humor from Luke. He has his podcast, Twitter, Facebook, online, everywhere. Just look for Luke's English podcast, or you can go to his site, which is teacherluke.co.uk.
All right. Good stuff. I'm glad we had a chance to pull in some clips from Luke's interview. And it's always fun to talk about comedy with you, Michelle. Good stuff.
Oh, yeah. That was fun. Thank you, Luke.
Take care. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, follow our show wherever you listen to podcasts to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.